Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I can hear you.
Nah.
You can't hear me?
I can't hear you.
I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Yeah. Hey, me, Buzz. I think me and Ike are fine. Can you hear Spike there back there, Buzz?
Not really.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm sitting close to him.
Yeah, I think that might be what it is.
Nah, that's the reason. Are we on, though?
Well, me and you are on.
Oh, okay. Well, we're on then. Yeah. Rock and roll.
Yeah. Well, we're going to
go to Donovan. Let's go, Fritz.
Well, no, I don't got nothing. The Eagles are done. Just.
Can you say whether Donovan is brought to us by us right
me?
Yeah.
Donovan is brought to you by United Tire. Now's the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Tire and Service. Go to unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United.
Well, hell, we got to bring five on. Let's hold on. Coming up, we call him the greatest quarterback in franchise history.
Most handsome quarterback in franchise history.
Strongest arm.
You know what I mean? I call him my QB. That's my QB.
Yes.
Big five. Donovan McNabb joins us.
Never lost to the Giants.
Will you shut up, please? What's up, five?
What's going on, fellas?
We got all type of technical difficulties going on back here.
Y'all sound disoriented over there, but I'm here, baby. I got you.
We hear you loud and clear, brother. Somehow Spike's mic is not working.
What's happening?
His mic's not working. That may be by design, too. Who knows?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, listen, brother, coming off a tough game against the Giants, man, that's two straight losses. Now, Thursday night loss. I don't even know if they showed up in this game, quite frankly. The defense giving up 34 points. The offense, again, playing only one half of football, right, not scoring in the second half. Just your thoughts on Thursday's night game versus the Giants.
Well, we can start with the defense first. Obviously, losing Jalen Carter and then losing your number one corner and then still trying to figure out who your number two corner is going to be. It's a revolving door at this particular point. And then, obviously, when you can't stop the run, either from the called run games or possibly the quarterback getting outside the pocket, which we know Jackson Dart was going to do. And it works in the favor of the Giants. And moving to the offense, I mean, when you have no identity, you're not running the football, you come out in the beginning of the game and try to establish the run, but there's no play action off of it. We just get right back to the drop-back game. And really, when you're out of rhythm in your passing game, then you got to go to the screen game. You got to go to the quick game. And that's what we've seen a little bit with Dallas Goedert catching a lot of the flat routes or stick routes and not establishing the intermediate to deep passing game. And then when we tried to do that, we were just so out of sync that nothing on offense seemed to work when it came to the timing of it all. And so we can look at, obviously, the coordinator's taking some heat right now, but it really is about the players, to be honest with you. It starts with the players and ends with the players. We're not getting what we need up front. And then when we do decide to now drop back and throw the ball, we're not creating separation outside. And then our quarterback's out of rhythm, just like our run game is out of rhythm. So right now, everything is a collection of what happened from the very beginning of the season. And now we're starting to fall on the other side instead of us trying to find ways to win at the end. Now we're losing the game.
Donovan, let me ask you this. It was this. We started seeing some of this from, guys that analyze tape and post things on. Emmanuel Acho said something about it. And then Lane Johnson, even after the game, said the same thing. Talked about predictability.
Being predictable?
The predictability thing. So what do you Yeah, and you know, there was some disagreement, I guess, from among players. Saquon said after the game, everybody knew what we were doing last year and nobody could stop it. So from your perspective, how much of that feeds into the troubles they're having on offense, is the predictability angle?
I mean, let's be honest. I mean, yes, we were very effective running the football. There were a lot of times where Saquon was making cuts to go backside of the call run. And that was just great eyes on his part by being able to find a hole and being able to explode through the hole. That's what an elite running back is supposed to do. You know, from a call side run, and yeah, you look backside at the nose or a linebacker oversteps into another gap, then yeah, you cut backside. We were dynamic with that. But a lot of our passing flaws were something that happened during the regular season last year. And so I look at it in a sense for where we are right now. It's just a collection of what happens from the expectation aspect of coming off of a Super Bowl win. Everyone is expecting things to stay high. And really, we really got things going when in the playoffs. I mean, people were questioning early on when Jalen was coming back off of the concussion, you know, oh, well, we're not the same. And, you know, is this offense going to be able to hold on? Well, yeah, remember, he's coming off his very first game off of the concussion was the first round of the playoffs. And so he got better as it went along. But during the regular season, our passing game wasn't as explosive as it should have been. And then we didn't utilize the play-action game like we should have been. And remember, I talked about it last year. We need to establish the middle of the field, and that being our tight ends and running backs, in the passing game. We don't really run screens. When screens was a staple in our offense, when Andy was there, that's what Brian Westbrook, LeSean McCoy, Deuce Daly, because what that does now, that keeps the safeties and linebackers intact, that they still have to read run before they drop back in the passing zone. And right now we're just going straight drop back where it seems like we're 5 to 7 steps in the gun, and things take time for routes to be able to establish at the yardage they're supposed to be and our quarterback to be able to deliver it on time.
So from the run game perspective, is that the offensive line is just not getting the same push? Or you mentioned Saquon. Is Saquon not performing at the same level, or is it a little bit of both?
Everybody's a part of the run game, that being the quarterback, the running back, and the offensive line. Now, we're running a lot of read option stuff where it's either a give or a pull. And so sometimes those called runs that everyone expects Saquon to get the ball, you know, Jalen to pull it, or vice versa. But our offensive line hasn't been establishing the line of scrimmage like they were last year. And there's a lot of injuries up there. There's a lot of injuries in the offensive line. I mean, guys have been in and out of the lineup, so it's not the same offensive line that we had last year. So there's a lot of key factors that go into that. And then I think the only thing that we can really hang our hat on is the tush push. When you go to tush push in 4 straight plays or so, that's really showing that, you know, we're going to do whatever we can to pick up as many yards as we can because we haven't been able to do it in our base run.
And that was 4 tush pushes in a row for 4 yards. It wasn't like it went much further. Yeah.
That's what Holy I'm saying. Cow. Like, I understand you try to be the bully of it all, but that ain't being a bully. That's not having confidence in your call runs to be able to just line up and hand the ball off or just throw your quick game.
So here's the thing I'm concerned with. I'm looking at both our lines, right? I don't know what the hell we can do defensively to improve.
Right.
And if we can't get a new player in here. But offensively, this seems like this is going to be our 5 guys. And I'm wondering, is this good enough? Like, if they are truly banged up, and we know it's hard to get healthy during the season, now I'm wondering, is this what the running game is going to look like this year? And I don't know if we can survive if the running game is going to get 60 yards a game. Like 60, 65 yards. That's going to be tough.
Well, it's going to be tough right now. But remember, I talked about, week 7, week 8, when we finally start to figure out who we are. And now I'm starting to really question that if it's going to be week 6 or 7. I'm looking more of like 9, 10, 11. Because at this particular point, to be honest.
That's Thanksgiving now. Like, we still going to be establishing ourselves by Thanksgiving?
Well, hold on. I'm getting an Amber Alert. Okay. Yeah, my bad.
Wow.
But, it's not your fault.
To find the Eagles offense?
Yeah, they're looking for the offense?
No, don't say that. We're going to be fine.
Who's right there?
We're going to be fine. I just think, to be honest with you, where we are right now trying to figure out this offense, it's about going back to the basics of where we need to be, and that being one, establish the run game, two, go to play action game, three, utilize the screen game, and then we have to be consistent in our intermediate passing game. Everybody focused so much on the downfield throwing. It has to be more of a consistent intermediate and screen game with this offense, because when you have guys going in and out up front, you have to find a way to get some rhythm going. And the only way that this rhythm will happen with this offensive line being interchangeable at this particular point, and then also, too, I mean, we're kind of getting pass rush upfield from our outside as well. And so we can look at it from the interior part, but they're getting pass rush outside as well. And so what do? You establish that screen game and the quick game to be able to hold them off a little bit.
So one thing that...
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire... Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That seemed pretty evident is that the Giants, specifically in the second half, it just seemed like they were beating us up. I mean, it seemed like they were competing at a different...
Up front.
And it seemed like they were almost competing at a different level than we were. Is there a point at which the team becomes so frustrated with their inability to perform on either side that you just sort of let go? It's not something that we've seen from this Eagles team very often over the last year and a half, is them just... like out quitting. Being out competed by quitting? Another team. Well, yeah, quitting. And I don't want to say
I won't use that term. I won't use that term because I don't think that they're quitting. I think what happens a lot of times is there's confusion, and when things are happening on a consistent basis like they were when things were going great last year and everybody looked like they were the number one at their position and everyone was riding that wave, they got to understand, it's a what have you done for me lately, and now you have to be able to do that again. And so Becton's gone. Dickinson's been out. Like, you know, Lane has been banged up a little bit, you know, and both tackles really have had some struggles. But yet still, it's the players coming together and figuring it out. Anytime that you hear, and I'm going to be honest, as a former player, I can kind of add to this. Anytime that you hear of a so-called players-only meeting, and then all of a sudden things get leaked out instantly, you know something ain't right. And whoever leaked out that they had the conversation in the parking lot or whatever it was, and it was the individuals or whatever it may be, and that get leaked out, that's a problem. And it's going to continue to be a problem in that locker room.
Yeah. Forgetting about the specific machinations of why they're not playing well, I think one thing we all feel this year, and it's headlined by the AJ thing, something just doesn't feel right. Overall, something just doesn't feel right with the Eagles. And I think we're all, after the season we had last year, look, there's a reason why it's hard to win two Super Bowls in a row. It's hard to play all those games. And
it's hard to even get back to a Super Bowl. I don't care if you win it. It's hard to get back. And that's the thing that people don't realize is there was a little gap in between, and there was some turmoil in between.
Remember,
we started out, I think we started out with 10-1, and all of a sudden we lose the next six out of seven games or something. yep. something crazy and lose first round. And that's what happens because everybody starts feeling themselves a little bit. When you do win or you don't win, everybody starts feeling themselves and you know, kind of getting new websites and being doing media tours or whatever it may be. And it's just, the energy just isn't there. And all yeah. of a sudden, it takes things like this now where it's not on rhythm, you know, the teams just aren't playing together as a unit. Now all of a sudden, people start looking around at everybody else instead of looking at themselves. And then, to be honest with you, it becomes where it's toxic in the locker room, because if your name isn't a part of the problem, then you think you're in the clear. But when your name becomes involved in the problem, now you're looking like, it's not me, instead of trying to figure it out.
All right, Donovan. Well, thanks as always. I can't believe Ike didn't talk about how good you were looking you were right at the top.
I never really looked at him that way.
Look, man to man.
Ike telling me how good I'm looking. I'm good.
Look, I could tell when somebody's handsome, Donovan. I could tell. All right, man. We will talk to you next week at the same time.
All right, big dog.
All right, guys.
All right,
yes,
Donovan. There he is, Donovan McNabb.
I'm always hesitant to joke with him about his former teams. See, I wanted to throw in there, yeah, your former team, Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, that is a former team.
Sure he remembers it well?
Yeah. I'm not forgetting it. It was Washington, Minnesota, the Eagles,
yes.
right? There's nothing yeah. else in there.
No, those
okay.
three, yeah. So, yeah, I never know what he really feels about that. So I don't really joke with him about Minnesota.
No. Yeah. I think that's a good
or
call.
Or Washington.
Definitely not Washington.
Well, he did win the return game with Washington when he came back.
Yeah.
He got the standing
yeah,
O. Yeah. Got the standing O.
Got the game ball.
Yep.
Listen, Carson on Sunday, another, you know, Donovan,
stop.
Carson.
Revenge
on,
game.
On Monday, we're already starting.
Yeah, I was going to push that off to Thursday for you guys.
Wednesday.
Yeah. Can't stop thinking about it. And it seems like he's going to play, according to what Kevin O'Connell said today.
So, really?
Yeah. Yeah, come on.
Maybe we start it on. We do have to have maybe a Carson show on Wednesday.
Well, what's
the
Carson show?
Wednesday. I don't know. You guys just bloviating yeah, about how good Carson was.
I'll let Fritz hang on to that.
Yeah, you guys.
I'll disagree with you. I'll agree with him on everything.
That was
said.
The last time we had a great quarterback.
Okay. Right, I'm not agreeing with you.
215.
All right. We haven't, in their struggles, we haven't talked about Super Bowl hangover all that much, but there's a reason the phrase is out there, you know, and they played. It's just one game, but they did play one more game than if they had, you know,
sure.
a bye. So, and it took all of it. So,
what do you mean from a physical standpoint?
So it's both. It's yeah. physical and mental. And I, you know, they had the same thing. We can blame, you know, Brian Johnson and blame this, that, the other on 23. But part of it was getting to the Super Bowl and then having to start at the beginning and get there again. And it's hard, you know. There's a reason why it's not. You know, why it's only the great teams that get back there over and over and over again. And they were – the offensive line specifically were so dominant last year. I can understand, even the players that are still in there, when it's not working like it was last year, being almost lost on how to find it.
See, the thing for me is – and this – I hesitate to say this because I don't want to put everything on AJ. Right? Because I don't think it's fair. Because I think the frustrations he had with the offense, a lot of us shared those same frustrations
yep.
that AJ had with the offense early. My only thing is to keep it going is the thing that bothers me. In other words, it's not unheard of for a team, whether they won the Super Bowl or lost it, just a team that played in the Super Bowl, it's not unheard of for them to get off to a little bit of a slow start.
Yep.
But if everybody is still pulling in the same direction, you could find your way out of that slow start and be playing better late in the season. Like, I think Kansas City, their last two runs, like, they haven't gotten off the hot starts after playing in the Super Bowl, but they figure it out by the end of the season. Obviously, having Patrick Mahomes helps out a lot, and along with Andy Reid, who can sometimes redesign an offense and figure out ways to move the ball. That's sort of where I believe we're sort of stuck right now is that, A, there is a vibe around the team that needs to change. I don't care. They try to tell us that everything's good. It just doesn't feel that way just right now. Maybe these 10 days will help that, but that needs to change. And then, B, the creativity on offense also needs to continue to evolve. I'm not saying I don't like some of the things I've seen the last couple of weeks, but that needs to continue to evolve. And Jalen, to me, needs to continue to raise his level at the quarterback position. There's nothing wrong with saying that. He needs to continue to raise his level of play at the quarterback position, because that's how you erase a lot of this stuff, is his spectacular play. And that's the level he's going to have to play at in order to get this thing at least on the right tracks, where there's more positive vibes around the team. Guys are happy while they're winning, and we're not talking about touches and all this other stuff on offense. Like, A.J. got his targets and touches Thursday night.
Yeah, had the most yards he's had in a game
all year.
Yeah.
So that part was there, and, like, Jalen needs to continue to evolve there and get better there. And I think they'll be okay, because I've seen Josh Allen do it after a slow start. I've seen Lamar do it. They started off 0-2 last year, I believe. Baltimore did. And so I've seen Lamar correct things. I mentioned Patrick Mahomes. Like, those are the guys that when things aren't going great around them, their play has to rise.
Well,
and that's what Jalen has to do.
The other thing, you mentioned Andy Reid being able to figure out things from a schematic standpoint.
And that's huge.
But he's also got more experience in how to manage the mental part of it and how to keep everybody pulling in the same direction. We all think Nick's a good coach. Nick hasn't been a head coach in the NFL for 25 years like Andy Reid has.
Right.
So he just hasn't seen as much. He doesn't have as much experience doing it, too.
No, I agree.
All right, 215-592-9494. The return of the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report next?
Yeah, it took, what, 2 days off? 2 shows off?
No, I mean, I mean, during the playoffs, I thought
it was here Friday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the report wasn't here. We talked about it.
No.
Yeah.
But we're back.
We're back.
Yeah.
We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. I'm in a different chair.
It's hot in here.
You couldn't keep
it
me out of
it. A little warmer in here. Yeah. I agree.
Oh, that's why I got the T-shirt going.
Yeah, no, T-shirt will be on after the break.
Chickies and Pete's coming up at 6.
I got a beater on. Can I wear that?
Yeah, sure. Fine with me. I don't care. Coming up at 6 at Chickies and Pete's, the Jordan Mailata Show at 7, the Players Lounge. This week's guest is Cam Jurgens. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.